Yeah. Now, I just want to add in there, you mentioned obviously the manufacturers and bending over backwards for them. Manufacturer-specific content is, what, you know, it's a very big debate. Do you go manufacturer-specific or do you go generic? And certainly within the UK, Bimstore are the champions of manufacturer-specific content, as you know, as opposed to some of their competitors who have more generic objects. So was it always your intention as well to make sure that the content that you're going to be maybe affiliating yourself with was always going to be manufacturer-specific?
Yeah, there's always two streams. You're absolutely right. The manufacturer-specific, I think, on the greater scheme of things, from architects to engineers to general contractors and owners, is more valuable. But you have to watch out with the data and the overload you put within the content, and I think that Bimstore is managing that really well. There's always room for improvement, and we hope to dive into that, but they're managing it in a way that most other companies aren't. There's always room for generic content, but let's focus on getting the groups and the manufacturers kicked off and inside the BIM arena and get them competitive.
Yeah, because I think it's important. A lot of the time now, even manufacturers are being told, there's probably not even a point in going to a content creation platform at first. Just get people trained in-house. But actually, there's still a lot of value in people come to content creation platforms like Bimstore or like others out there, because they are, obviously the people behind them do know what they're doing, and they can help train those manufacturers, help get them set up, and then they can do their own thing later on, can't they? So it's a nice stepping stone and learning curve for manufacturers, yeah.
Yeah, one thing I've been saying a lot about Bimstore is it seems to be the only platform that operates as an ecosystem. So it's an ecosystem of being able to manage, deliver, and analyze content. And while manufacturers could very well have a group like a Reed Thomas or Space Group or BIM Technologies come in and help with their deliveries, but to find a guy that's been in the industry 10 to 12 years that has industry contacts throughout the world and find a team and a tribe to build around is going to be very difficult. And that's where Bimstore really starts to kick in and do great work.
Great work was the fact that you managed to get the timing right and launch at RTC's first ever Building Content Summit in Washington. It's a massively important event for both companies. You must be ecstatic to see that lots of hard work has finally come to fruition.
I'm using the word anxious. itchy. Ecstatic can be rolled into that. We've had our wheels on the ground for about a month of just head down, emails back and forth, trying to get things going. And it seemed like yesterday it was still June. And now all of a sudden we're a day away from RTC BCS, and I couldn't be happier to get Adam there, and let's get some really good discussions with the manufacturers in tow and bring this to the U.S. It's something that I think is very much needed. This ecosystem is very much needed in the U.S. But ecstatic, nervous, anxious, excited, yes, all of those work.
A lot of hard work has already been done as well, but there's still tons more to go. The journey really has only just begun. So what are the next steps for the U.S. platform?
So what we want to focus on right now is we don't want to go up against large manufacturers from the very get-go. I think our strategy is to focus on getting the guys that make the best products in the world, whether or not they're small or large teams. We want to get those guys on board and show them this Bimstore ecosystem. And we want to show them how Bimstore can help them network and succeed through BIM. Because I do think a lot of manufacturers are kind of late to the BIM game. And this will help get them rolling. But I'm looking at RTC as a good way to introduce and talk. And I think that BCS in general will be great discussions around content and content creation. So I'm really looking forward to that, and really looking forward to the people we're going to meet and the connections we're going to make.
Yeah, it's going to be a class event, and what you just said there, Bimstore is about getting these manufacturers to step up to the plate and give them the best start possible on their BIM journey. Now, someone else who will help will be Bill the Buffalo, who is not the legendary American showman, nor is he the Texas Chainsaw Massacre character, which we won't mention, but he's actually Ermentrude's cousin and the Bimstore US mascot. So he's got quite the afro, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. So funny story with Bill the Buffalo. You know, normally when you're looking at websites in the US, the ones that stand out the most are the ones that get squashed. But in Bill the Buffalo's case, I think that he's friendly enough and slightly awkward enough to where no one's gonna want to smush him. They're just gonna have a nice chuckle. They're gonna remember him, and then they're gonna go back to their office and try to figure out who that fella was. And yeah, I love that he's a distant cousin of Ermentrude. His accent resembles mine more than Mr. Ward's. And in both cases, I think they're gonna do great. And I'm looking forward to seeing Bill shine at the show as well, and seeing how people react to him.
It'd be interesting to see what he's got up his hoofs, I guess, not sleeves. We'll find out very shortly. And of course, you'll be able to find out everything that happens with the BIMStore US launch on BIMCrunch. So, Adam, it's been a pleasure chatting to you today. Before you go, though, and before you hop aboard your flight, for those wanting to know a bit more about yourself, Reid Thomas, BIMStore US, where can they find you online?
So, you can go to reidthomas.com, R-E-A-D-T-H-O-M-A-S, like read a book, and Thomas. com, and I am at J Adam Thomas on Twitter, and you can also follow Phil Reid at Phil Reid on Twitter. Feel free to ping us, email us anything. Both of our emails are Adam at Reid Thomas and Phil at Reid Thomas, so we're really easy to find and we're highly visible online. Feel free to reach out, poke us, tweet us, scratch us, whatever the new social media kick is. We're on it all.
So there you go. You actually had an invitation to have a poking war with Adam. So there we go. What more do you want?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yes, Adam, thank you very much, and best of luck at the conference coming up in Washington today, as when we actually drop this interview on BIMCrunch. So thank you very much for your time, Adam. Best of luck with that. And BIMCrunch listeners, a regular edition of Crunch Time will hit the site tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. So until then, have a good day.